Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for your presence. I thank you for the shower of your presence.
Yes.
In non mi tocco te che lo fore vito sto do per che il vole vole cari vito sto do per cari vito per che in non mi tocco te che sto sto te che le vile vole vole vito
Let every yoke be destroyed. Every form of darkness.
Jesus. Every form of darkness.
Everything that's held us back.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name. Help us destroy everything that has held us back.
Jesus.
Every miserable memory. Everything that's wrong. Help us to soar in your love.
Yes.
Help us to love others as you love us.
Amen.
Let your life prevail in us. Let your word prevail in us, in our actions, our ways.
Yes, Lord.
Our thoughts, our intentions.
Yes.
Fill us with your desire.
Fill us, Lord.
Let us have a passion for what you love.
Jesus.
Help us to love others just like you love us.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to share the wisdom that you share with us.
Yes, Lord.
In the right time.
Jesus.
Help us be faithful. Help us be perfect
Jesus.
In you, Lord Jesus. Help us to do all that's in your heart.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to forgive. Yes. Help us to thrive in forgiveness. Help us to hold no grudges.
Jesus,
no
help us, Lord.
Help us to love others as you love us.
Yes, Lord. Help us, Lord.
Lord, help us do your perfect will.
Jesus.
And use us all to help reap your harvest. Give us the strategy. Help us carry it out.
Yes, Lord.
Help us break through every form of darkness.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
Help us to be just like you are.
Jesus.
Help us to go forward. Your life prevails in me.
Yes, Lord.
Help us to go forward in all things. Give us dreams. Give us visions.
Jesus.
Dreams and visions.
Mighty God.
Knowledge. All that we need every day. Give us the option to pray in the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
When we desperately need to.
Jesus,
help
Jesus.
Us to be aware of your presence, aware of your desires, aware of what's best for us. Help us to refrain from getting off track, but follow you in joy and in peace.
Jesus.
And in love.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' mighty name. Lord, I love you. I thank you that you're with us. I desire everything that you help me to understand. Help us to. Help us to receive what you're trying to get across.
Yes.
As individual and collective.
Yes, yes, yes.
I know that sometimes you want to teach me something and I don't always receive everything you're trying to say. Help us all to receive what you're saying.
Yes, Lord.
Give us the necessary dreams. Help us break through. And right now I review every plan and purpose of the enemy set against you.
Jesus.
Amen.
The blood of Jesus is against every form of darkness.
Yes.
And I rebuke every demonic attack in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Lord, bless us to do what's in your mind and in your heart.
Yes.
You paid a high price for us to do these things.
Jesus.
We don't need to be hindered by any form of fallen angel or demonic activity.
Amen.
I rebuke it. Jesus. I renounce it.
Thank you, Jesus.
And Lord, I pray your power and your love, your ways, your wisdom.
Yes, Lord.
Your purposes. Help us to speak your words. Help us to live the life that you can anoint. In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
Father, just add my prayer to apostle prayer. And Father, as we come before your throne of grace, we come, God, as one God, one body, God. Machakalia, receiving the plan from our head. You are our head, and we are the body, God. Lord, we want to function like the head in the earth, God. We want to function like you, Lord Jesus. You said the same thing that we saw you do. We're going to do it and greater. And Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we function as a body, God. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. We want to function, Lord, as a body. We want to function as the bride. We want to function as the church. We want to function like we live in the kingdom, God. You translated us out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of light. And let us live in that kingdom. We're citizens of the Most High. Glory, hallelujah, Lord. Our citizenship is in heaven. And that's where we want to live. Masakaya sakandia, like we are citizens of heaven.
Yes.
We've been born again, God. We birthed from you. We're your children, God. We're called by your name, God. Therefore, we humble ourselves and we seek your face. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, what you're doing for the body of Christ, what you want to do for them in 2020. Lord, we thank you. And we give you praise and glory for this prayer, God.
Thank you.
You said the prayers of the righteous availeth much.
Yes,
the forever prayers of the righteous. Glory, hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, God. Hallelujah, Lord, that you always hear us when we pray.
Amen.
And Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus, for all your people, God, that's gathering, God. Glory, hallelujah. We know that there's going to be a great gathering.
Yes.
And Lord, we thank you for this gathering of your body of people, God, that came to pray. They came, Lord Jesus, to communicate with you, Almighty God. Glory, hallelujah, Lord Jesus, the high priest of our confession. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, that we are in a body. Lord, we thank you. Thank you for this prayer. In the mighty name of Jesus. Papa Shandia. Father, I want to release on your people a fresh anointing on their eyes that they can see what you want them to see this year, God.
Yes, amen.
2020.
Hallelujah.
Glory, hallelujah. The supernatural eyesight.
Amen.
Anoint their eyes to see. A fresh anointing on the eyes. Glory, hallelujah. Just touch your eyes and just tell God, thank you for a fresh anointing on
thank
my eyes.
Thank you for a fresh anointing on my eyes.
I'm going to see the things that you see.
See the things that you see.
Supernatural eyesight.
Supernatural eyesight.
And Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
That you have a plan for us.
Yes, amen.
Thank you for the Holy Spirit.
Glory, hallelujah.
That leads and guides us.
Yes, amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
God, we praise you. And we glorify your name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You know, I was telling the people earlier when we did the t-shirts, and God told me to put on there a fresh anointing. We did it last year. We didn't have all the connections that we had of what he really wanted, but we knew 2020 was going to bring us into a fresh anointing. And so I got this maybe two or three days ago. It says a fresh anointing on your eyes.
Amen.
That's where he wanted it, on our eyes. That we can see. Because see, the enemy has been showing this thing that has really pulled us back. But what you're going to be able to see now is going to propel you forward. You're not going to be standing still. You're going forward. And you're going in his way, his power, his anointing. And you got a guide. I know you hadn't been this way before, but you got a guide. And it's always good when you go places that, and you want to get the most out of a thing, that you have a tour guide. Because he can tell, because you'll miss a whole lot if you don't have a tour guide. But you have a guide. Yes. And that's the Holy Spirit. He wants to guide us. Amen. Praise God. Through this year, because he's got some exciting things this year for us. Amen. For those that will press in. And I said, well, Sister Mira, 8:30 is a little early to come out. No, it's not. That's Mary that was at the tomb early that morning. It wasn't too early for her. The disciples was at home because it was a little early. But she got out early because she wasn't looking for man, but she was looking for her Savior, her deliverer.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And when she got there, he was waiting on her. He was there, I believe, just for her.
Yes.
He stayed there just for her. Amen. Y'all hear me?
Yes.
He stayed there just for her because he knew she was coming. He knew he was coming.
Yes.
And so when you press out early, praise God. David knew the secret of that. He said, I'm going to seek you early.
Amen.
I'm going to seek you early. Yeah. Praise God. Our time is up. And if anybody have anything they would like to say, you can say it at this moment, but God is doing something for the body of Christ that will press in. Yeah. But if you just take hold of your body, what I've noticed about the church, well, I'm not talking about this church, but I'm talking about the church as a whole. They go as their flesh tell them. You don't feel like going today. Don't go. Just sit. Don't press in. Don't be faithful. Don't, you know, okay. All right.
There's joy in the breakthrough.
Yes, I stay, huh?
There's joy in the breakthrough.
There's joy in the breakthrough.
Even if you don't let that simple little breakthrough, you're just getting and going.
Yeah. When, and you know what? When you get up and get out and you walk out that door, you feel better.
Yes, amen.
You feel so much better. You say, I feel better.
Do you remember that Wednesday night we all came and I think the power was out?
Uh-huh.
Everybody went home, but some people stayed and had service.
That was a Sunday.
Sunday morning. Anyway, y'all prayed for me, for my family. And right away after that, God did some things, some miracle things.
Praise God.
And I just wanted y'all to know that.
Praise God.
There's still a lot that needs to be done.
Oh, he is.
A lot. And he's going to do it. But I just wanted y'all to know that your prayers were effective.
I want you to know just about to rain.
Glory.
It's a weather forecast. Praise God.
I just wanted y'all to know that your prayers.
And if you got sons and daughters, you can claim. Amen. And if you're a servant, you can claim.
Your prayers are effective.
Yeah.
And if you're
a handmaiden, you can claim. Glory, hallelujah.
Don't remind everybody, which I've said before, that God told me, he says, people say I don't answer prayer. He says, I answer prayer.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
But where I am, there's no time. Where you are, it may be a day out, 2 months, 2 years out. I put it out in time. He says, but what people do is they don't stay in faith from the time they pray till they get to that point in time. And then they say, I didn't answer their prayer. He says, like your confessions are stepping stones.
Good.
Yeah. It is support as you're going from here. Say your answer your prayers where that door is, and if you stop where this podium is, don't say God didn't answer your prayer. You didn't stay in faith till you got to the door to go out into your blessing.
And don't fall into legalism, because somebody will say, well, you've prayed in faith one time, and if you pray again, you're in doubt. It's all concerned with the Holy Spirit. If he tells you to pray 10,000 times, do it. And if you just pray and you forget about it, he does it, that's fine. It's in God's hands.
And
don't fall into the trap of thinking, that's us.
And don't forget that Satan will send well-meaning Christians to you to tell you to give up. You know, you're ex-age and you've been, and it's time for you to just give that up and just live in the moment. I've had it. I mean, I've had it just in the last couple of weeks, and I'm like,
oh, no.
Seriously? Do you think I'm going to fall for that trick? Seriously?
Stay in faith and the duration.
Yeah, in the duration. From this point to that point, stay on the track. Don't let your train drop the track. Yeah, you know, that's how they change trains. They change the track. But yeah, he sends well meaning Christians to try to get you off track.
Yeah.
But you know what James had just read? He said, be patient, my brethren.
Yes.
Be patient, my people. Yeah. He's waiting for the precious fruit there. Go ahead, my baby.
And I wanted to share with you guys, y'all, I had this like show idea that I was working on. I filmed it. You know, I'm a writer, so I wrote this Christian show. Awesome. And I think like it was like a week ago, I was looking for it on my phone because I'm using the iPhone to make it. And it was gone. It wasn't on there. And I was like so upset. I was disappointed. I was like, well, Lord, I guess, you know, that's it for that. But yesterday, I was just going through my phone, and it was there.
Oh, my God.
It was a miracle.
So God's time.
I plan on doing that show. I'm going to let y'all know when it's going to be up and everything. But just be on the lookout, because I'm working on something for the new year, a show.
She's going to do a poem right quick, and then we're going to dismiss. She writes poems.
Yeah, now this one, y'all, I worked on it for the new year. Okay. So, it's called Ferocious.
Ferocious.
Yes. And it says...
You want to tell them the meaning of that?
Yes, I'll start with this devotional I made. It says, the meaning of ferocious is savagely fierce, cruel, or violent. And I said, life, it can be ferocious. The Bible says the enemy is like a roaring lion who prowls around seeking someone to devour. 1 Peter 5:8. How many have heard and believe that lions can be ferocious? Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. But how many know that God has authority and power over all lions and any animal when he created them?
Amen.
Yeah. Amen. In 2020, let's not let the roar of the defeated enemy shake us, but put our hope and trust in God who helps us to conquer and win in any ferocious situation life may throw at us.
Yeah.
All the glory goes to God.
Amen.
And the poem goes, 2019 looked ferocious, and it seemed there was no help in sight. But God gave us the victory and brought us out with his indescribable might. In 2020, the enemy may have tricks up his sleeve. Like a ferocious lion, he may wait for us to fail. But more ferocious than anything is the word of God. We may sometimes even have to yell. But it says, it's sharper than any two-edged sword, and it makes the enemy and his demons flee. Sometimes we must read it and speak it simultaneously.
Yes.
But when this life gets ferocious, it's time for us to get ferocious back. It's time for us to get a monumental victory each time that enemy attacks. And we only do that by letting Jesus fight for us, the battle that's already been won. Yes, 2020 may have just begun, but us winning in the kingdom is forever and then some. We, the children of God, are mighty with the word and his love. We are the kingdom's ferocious life conquerors with Christ. We can stand any attack the enemy can think of.
Can I say something real quick about what you just said? People don't realize, and I don't, I'm just now starting to realize this, how one-sided the battle actually is.
Yeah.
The total victory is on my side.
All right.
He's already gone.
Glory.
And when he does, when God does come back, because we're going to try to fight it, not me, of course, but the world, I when I see this, I see it in heaven, they're getting ready, the ground's rumbling, and they're coming, and it's going to be so one-sided, it ain't going to be by the skin of the teeth win, none of that, it's going to be, it's over. Within, boom, it's over. When Jesus comes back on that white horse, he starts talking, it's all over. It's all over. It's going to be so one-sided.
Amen.
And but see, here's the thing. I'm realizing it more and more. It's already one-sided. And it's all in my favor. Every battle.
You don't have to wait till Jesus comes back.
It's here now.
In your mouth. And the enemy knows that. That's why he tries to attack us so hard. Because he knows he's so defeated. You know,
I feel the Holy Ghost. This has been one incredible. You know what? I believe, man, this year's going to be unbelievable.
Yeah.
I believe it's going to be just so unreal. It's going to blow people's brains.
Yeah.
This whole thing is going to blow up. I really do. Yeah, I'm realizing stuff is really getting in here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm really thankful. I want to tell you something else. I've been thinking about this. I'm really thankful that I got a preacher that every week gets up there and tells me I can do it.
Yeah.
Yes, amen.
Every week, man.
That's right.
I've been coming here for 6 years now.
Every week. God,
think about that.
Yeah.
That's good.
2020 vision.
That's I've been to a lot of churches, man. A lot of them. They know about this. A lot of churches.
Yeah.
Love.
Father, we just thank you for our pastor.
Yes, we do, Lord.
We thank you, Lord. You give us pastors after your heart.
Yes,
amen.
Yes. Lord, we thank you, Lord Jesus, for our pastor.
Yes, Lord.
Bless him.
Amen.
And our eyes are anointed for 2020.
Yes.
Are fresh anointed.
Supernatural fresh anointed.
I do, and I was going to bring it, and what? I didn't.
You know, there's great joy when you see what God says.
Oh, girl.
When he explains things and you see what he sees, there's joy and great joy.